I'm on a campsite that is open year long. You think of retirement where you could go travel and not have a big mortgage locked in somewhere, and then you could travel around and see family because we have family across Canada. But that was like a further down the road. It was not an imminent thing. When my lease came up to end for the end of March, I only had like 30 days to decide what I would do, if I would renew. I looked at the rental market. And then I started to think. So the first thing is they want to raise it up to $700 more monthly. And at that point, when you add what it was, where you are, and then you have to add the fact that there's all the utilities to add and all the other expenses like internet and such, it was just not worth staying there. And if you're going to downsize considerably a family of four into a small one-bedroom house, at that point, why am I living in someone else's house?
Tell me about your family, just for perspective. How old are your kids?
7 and 14. My husband is a trades worker. We own a small roofing business. We have good credit. We have decent income. It's just, if you can't buy a house, if you don't have a specific amount to put forward, like a big down. So to get a house, even in the next 10 to 15 years, I don't see it happening just because of the economy and everything happening and the raise of everything. What's the next best thing that I can get was an RV. So I started to do some research on the winter process and what other people do and what I would need. Then I went to an RV store and explained what I was looking to do. And then we thought about it a bit and we pulled the trigger only because if you're going to pay almost $3,000 a month to someone else's mortgage, it doesn't go towards anything for you. Even when you finance a car, when you're done your payments, it's your car. So even if I would finance a house or an RV, in the end, it's mine. And that's what kind of made me want to do it, because then I could get a pet if I want to. We didn't get another dog when my dog passed away last year, because if you need to move, rentals and pets is like so hard to combine. So there's like 1% of rentals that will say yes to pets.
So yeah, I know. I definitely know that struggle. Oh, I know that. I have two dogs, so it's a challenge. See,
yeah.
So it sounds like you're finding a lot of freedom in this decision, and I applaud you. That's incredibly brave to do with kids. The obvious question coming from me is, are they still in school? How are you managing that?
Right now, I wanted them to finish their school year at their school to not have that huge shock. Already was a big change of lifestyle to move into an RV. I didn't want to shock them more. My son, he's at a friend's house, so near school, so he'll just walk to school every day, and I'll bring him rations and stuff for him to last. And I know the family that he's with, like, that's been great. And for my daughter, I actually drive her into school in town every day. But since my husband usually works in town, he could drive them to school and picks them up, so there hasn't been so much added drive. And then next school year, I'm going to change them school to closer to home.
So you're saying it hasn't been too hard because your husband's already commuting back into the city every day.
Yeah, for work. So just slightly modify your schedule and it works well.
And are you working?
Well, I do some of the roofing, other things, paperwork, and I'm mostly at home, but I'm thinking maybe homeschooling my daughter next year. I've been on the fence if I want to do it or not.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you're doing the admin for the roofing company too, that's a lot. But so you're basically just kind of looking for options and right now driving her into school every day.
Pretty much.
Wow. So how is it going? I mean, so you've been doing this since March. How has the family adjusted?
It took me a week or so to feel like I'm not in a hotel or I'm actually sleeping home and not somewhere else. But I had changed all the mattresses inside to make sure that we're comfortable for long-term sleeping. It's one of the newer models, so it's more I don't know, in quotes, fancy and, I don't know, techie. So, like, there's the living room TV, and then each room could have a small TV mounted to the wall. So there's a lot we could do here. I have our internet. I got a Starlink dish, and I just hook up the Wi-Fi, and it's pretty simple. So we're not too far out of town. So if we do need to go, it's not a pain.
Are you finding, are you meeting a lot of other people, other families that are doing this? Like, do you have some neighbors that may be there now on a more permanent basis with you?
Yeah, when I moved onto the lot, there were actually quite a few other RVs that already were here doing the same thing. And I've met other people who were considering doing this switch also and asking me more questions about what we did. And I'd have to say that there is a startup cost to get it ready for winter, like either the skirting built or vinyl skirting, or just getting it ready for winter so you don't freeze, like insulating your pipes and the whole nine yards. That's a cost up front that you're not expecting. I did this really quick. In 30 days, I had to pack one place, shop for an RV, get rid of all of our other things because it was a huge downsize. It's crazy the amount of stuff you get rid of.
I imagine.
It's like 90% of your stuff is gone. But there's less maintenance. I don't have yard work. I don't, you know, there's other types of maintenance. I do look up the maintenance of the RV, from the tanks to the regular daily stuff. But it's fun. It's a learning curve.
So long term, are you going to just kind of do this as long as you can? What are your plans?
I'm actually hoping that in the future I could buy a piece of land and just move it there, hook it up, and then I have my place on my land. As here, it's pretty, like, it's a camping spot, so you have your lot. You could only do so much on your lot. If I had a little bigger lot, like private land or something, then I could build a shed and other things, gardens and stuff. But yeah, no, I don't mind living in the RV. It's quite spacious. I actually have a lot of kitchen storage, more than most rentals I've had, which was something for an RV. Lots of shelves and storage.
That's impressive. That,
oh yeah, and underbelly, the whole nine yards, were pretty satisfied. It is on the newer model, so I don't think the quality control is top notch, but it's all little cosmetic or small things that I could fix, and I have all fixed it up to date, so no leaks or anything.
Do you mind if I ask a little bit about money? Like, are you able to save money? Did you take out a loan to buy your RV? How has this changed your financial situation?
Aside from the initial cost of the move and such, just to get it situated for winter, I am paying less than if I would have stayed in my place in Calgary overall. Close to it, but still quite less.
Awesome.
I had rented two storages that I'm slowly getting rid of stuff. Due to my small time frame to get everything hooked up, set up, transferred to the RV and the other place moving out, I had rented two storages to put some stuff in while I sift through and get rid of more, just so then those two storages, when they're done, they're empty. That's that much less in cost, but that was just a temporary thing. Overall, the lot, the RV, we did take a loan. We had it financed. But with good credit, you get a decent percentage.
Yeah, your
interest rate. Yeah, so that was decent. So even the RV, the lot, my big propane tank, the power, it's still less than over there. Because in the winter, you may need your propane tank maybe filled once or twice a month, depending on how cold. And in the summer, it could be a couple months before you need to refill it. So the cost kind of offsets there. You just estimate one tank a month, give or take, and you have your budget for the year.